The government released its February jobs numbers this morning, and by just about every measure, it's far weaker than expected. While the unemployment rate held steady at 5.6%, the Labor Department says the economy added just 21,000 new jobs. Economists had expected a net gain of about 125,000 jobs. NPR's Jack Spear is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Another wimpy unemployment report.
Yeah, wimpy is certainly a good way of putting it. You know, this is really, as you mentioned, far weaker report than most economists had expected to see, or for that matter, that most agree is even needed before we kind of see the jobs market pick up here. I mean, the number of new jobs created last month was about a sixth of what was expected. This is far less than the 150,000 or so jobs analysts say the economy needs to add just about every month to meet the demand for new workers entering the labor force. And really, the only reason the unemployment rate held steady was that nearly 400,000 people got out of the jobs market last month. So, yes, it is a weak report.
Not likely to make the Bush administration very happy.
No, and in a week in which the administration has, in essence, kicked the presidential reelection campaign into a higher gear, this, as you put it, wimpy jobs report is going to give some new life to the phrase jobless recovery. You can count on hearing more of that or more about that in the coming campaign. The good news, if there is any here, I guess, is that at least you can say the economy isn't losing lots of jobs anymore. But it's pretty discouraging, and the government even revised downward the scant job gains we saw in December and January.
And the unemployed, does this report give any indication that any of those folks will be finding jobs anytime soon?
Well, it certainly isn't good news for that group. I mean, over the past 3 months, the economy has only added about 126,000 jobs here, and that's not much in an economy where more than 8 million people are out of work. So this report isn't likely to provide a reason for a whole lot of optimism on that front. Looking at the pool of unemployed people right now, the average amount of time they've been out of work is now more than 20 weeks. That is the highest that particular number has been in about two decades, Bob.
Is there anything in the report that points to improvement on the jobs front?
Well, there is, you know, not much, actually, but there is a little bit of reason for optimism here in the fact that manufacturing didn't lose quite as many jobs. I mean, this sector of the economy has been extraordinarily hard hit, responsible for many of the millions of jobs that have been lost over the past few years. They lost jobs for the 43rd straight month, but only about 3,000, so it's less than they have been losing. However, just about all the other numbers are pretty discouraging, and you know, even the fact that the number of discouraged workers has been holding steady at 484,000, those are people that just aren't even looking for work, is pretty bleak.
NPR's Jack Spear.